Hey everybody, this is Helena Hart. Welcome to my Master Your Magnetism podcast, where I bring on top experts to help you create the life and relationship you've always wanted. I'm talking with Matt Schaefer again today, my good friend and fellow coach. He's an empowerment, connection, and relationship coach for women. So welcome, Matt. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, Helena. It's so wonderful to be back. I love getting on and serving your amazing community. This is always so fun.
We always have so much fun talking about these really important topics. We're actually streaming this episode live on YouTube today. So if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere else, and you'd like to see a video of this episode, I'll include that in the show notes or the description of this episode. Today, we have such a fun topic for everyone. We're going to be talking about three ways to turn on a man's attraction and bring him closer with your feminine energy. I did a poll over on the community tab of my YouTube channel, and this was the topic that people said they wanted to learn more about. So is there anything you want to say before we get started? We're just waiting for a few people to join us live.
Well, I'm just really excited to dive into this topic because truly attraction is the core of all relationship, particularly between men and women. And it's one of my favorite things to talk about because really at the basis, it's all about polarity, right? And polarity is the energetic dynamic that happens when the masculine and the feminine, the embodied masculine and the embodied feminine come into contact with each other. So if you can cultivate dynamic polarity with a man that you are looking to build relationship with, it's going to be like putting your entire relationship evolution on autopilot. It's really going to help the whole thing just sort of flow naturally, you know, and I'm looking forward to exploring those dynamics and helping y'all understand really simple ways that by you showing up, you can turn that cycle on and build amazing, powerful relationships pretty easily.
Absolutely. And I know you're also opening up another round of your Mastery of Connection, totally free online course. It's starting very soon on February 6th, I believe, right? And I know you're offering it 100% free for women in my community. So that will be the first link in the description or episode details, wherever you're listening or watching this. We'll talk a little bit about that at the end, but I just wanted to mention that right up front. So let's dive in. What's that first way that a woman can turn on a man's attraction and bring him closer with her feminine energy?
Absolutely. Well, as I said before, right, attraction is based upon polarity. So the question you get to ask yourself is, am I cultivating polarity with the man that I am, or with the men, right, that I'm looking to attract in my life? And how do we do that? By being in our authentic, embodied, unapologetic feminine space, right? Men are attracted to women who are not afraid to own that aspect of their own energy, right? Because when it comes right down to it, the first key way to turn on a man's attraction is to set him free with your feminine energy, right? And this brings up a really important concept called the interdependence of the masculine and the feminine, basically meaning that men and women, we are looking to each other for very specific types of energetic connection that has an incredibly powerful effect on us, right? So to look at it from one way, right, the feminine is looking to the masculine to kind of be grounded and to create a sense of like physical safety and to sort of like bring us in like that. And the feminine wants to be acknowledged or wants to be seen and heard by the masculine for what they're feeling, right? Well, what the masculine is seeking from the feminine, right, is to be set free. The masculine is fundamentally a very heavy energy, right? We have a lot of duties, responsibilities. We are carrying a lot in the building of our legacy, in the building of our business, in everything that we're creating in the world. And so what we are seeking from the feminine is a space for us to put all that heaviness down and to be free, right? To let it all go and to be free and empty and to be in, to play, right? So the question to ask yourself, right, when you're trying to cultivate polarity this way is, am I being a loving interruption? Am I being a loving interruption to the heaviness and the routines and the usual patterns of the masculine, right? Mm-hmm. Am I inviting the masculine into play, into presence? You know, my partner Callie is really good at that, where like, cause I have a tendency, as most men do, I think, to get so sort of like hooked into our work because we identify ourselves by our work. A huge part of our identity and who we are is tied up in our work. And if we don't have any distractions, we have a tendency to just get sucked in to what it is that we're doing. So can you invite the masculine to play with you, to dance with you, to go on a hike, to go on a walk? Like Callie will be like, Matt, take a break. And why don't you take a break and come out and go for a walk with Milo and I at sunset? And I'm like, you know what? That's a really great idea, right?
Yeah.
Because once we're able to put down all our heaviness and just sort of like dissolve into present loving connection with you as our feminine partner or our feminine being, it creates a tremendous amount of attraction and polarity between us, because we get to step into our masculine as a partner of your feminine. And it's incredibly sexy, right? To be in that space. So that's one powerful way to set a man free and to help him see you as the source of his pleasure, you know, in his life. It's fantastic.
It's so true. I love everything you're saying, Matt. And as you're speaking, it really hit me that I think it's important just to practice this within yourself too. I mean, I can definitely get stuck in my masculine energy and just be in work mode or so focused on what I'm doing that I forget to slow down, enjoy the moment and play and just have fun in life. So even if there are no men in sight or you don't have a man in your world right now, I think it's important to experiment with this a little bit within yourself. And just as an added bonus, it makes you incredibly magnetic, I think, to all men everywhere. So I'm loving this first one. Is there anything else you want to add here? Or should we move on to number two?
Yeah, that's a great point, Helena, that I want to speak off of for a second is, you know, when you give yourself permission to play, permission to be in your body, right? When you allow yourself to, you know, do yoga and to dance and to get out of your head and into your body, whatever that looks like for you, you go out into the world with that body connectedness, with that presence, with that softness, you're very attractive to the masculine. You know, it's a very powerful place to be. So even if you're not doing it, for a partner that you may have in your life, ask yourself, what would it look like or what would it take for me to get out of my head and into my body? You know, before you go out on a date or before you go out in public, especially if you're looking to cultivate attraction just with men at large, you know, if you're in your head, you're not going to be, you know, putting out the right sort of energetic frequency to call in and manifest polarized attraction with men.
I love it. So you can be ambitious and successful and driven. So many women in my community are that way. And I'm personally that way myself. I think that's phenomenal. So this is not about just being a damsel in distress. It's about having that side of yourself, but also being able to tap into this feminine energy that's already there inside of you, just waiting to be uncovered. And it's just going to make you feel so good. It's going to add so much depth and fun in your life. So I love it. So what's the second way that a woman can bring a man closer with her feminine energy?
The second way, and this is a really important and powerful one, is to be the conductor of the emotional and communicative aspects of relationships. So I want you to think of love as a symphony, right? It is a symphony in which there's a beautiful music being played, and that music is the polarity of love, right? So within the symphony of love, right, the masculine, right, the masculine figures, the men in your life, they are the musicians. They are the doers. They are the action takers, right? The masculine energy is fundamentally, it's a doingness, right? Whereas you are the feminine energy, you're the conductor. You're the one on the podium who's inviting the masculine to take action, right? And especially the ways you want to invite the masculine to take action specifically is around the way that the masculine feels, expressing their feelings and communicating in a loving and heart-centered way. Because fundamentally, you got to remember when it comes to men, when it comes to emotional vulnerability and expression and really emotional agency, men are kind of like baby giraffes, you know, where they're very awkward. They're not really very competent at a lot of these things because they don't have a lot of practice, right? It's very uncomfortable for men usually to talk about this stuff. So one of the greatest ways you can create polarity and also emotional safety with the masculine is to invite the masculine into expressing their feelings and into talking about, you know, into invulnerability because they've never done it before. So, you know, some ways to do that would be if he's just telling you about his day and he's telling you just the linear story of I did this and then I did this and then this happened and then I did this, to interrupt it and be like, oh, wow, that must have been really challenging. How did it feel? How did it feel to go through that? Like, what were you feeling when that happened? you know, like asking him to tell you a story, right? That had a lot of emotional impact to him, you know, like just the more you can invite him into vulnerability, into speaking into his feelings, the more he's going to actually realize that you care about his feelings. Because most men have created a story that no one cares how they feel, really, like that their feelings aren't relevant. All that matters is what they're doing and how they're doing it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. 100%. I think another great way to do that is actually you opening up and being vulnerable in baby steps, of course, right? So it's not about just like trying to pull it out of a man. If anyone's ever tried to do that.
You took the words out of my mouth. That was going to be my next point, is that the other great way to be the conductor, to be the conductor of the emotional and communicative aspects of a relationship is to model the level of vulnerability and emotional expression that you want to receive in a relationship.
Oh, I love that.
Model it. Be like, okay, how would I like to be talked to? What level of vulnerability would I like to receive? Well, what's unfair that sometimes I think a lot of men are asked is they're asked to be vulnerable by women who are scared to be vulnerable because they don't want to get hurt. Right. So women are like, why isn't he opening up to me? And it's like, if you've got your walls up because you've been hurt in the past, right? And you don't want to be vulnerable first, like don't ask a man to be more vulnerable than you're showing up with, right? Because fundamentally, like the masculine and the people in your life are going to mirror back to you the level of energy and the level of vulnerability that you're putting into the relational container, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Kristen in the chat says 100%. I love it. Hi to Jess and Katrina and everyone. Thank you so much. Let us know if you have any thoughts on this, or if you're listening to the replay, type yes in the comment section if this is making sense to you. I am loving everything you're saying, Matt. And I think your free course, Mastery of Connection, can really help people who have a hard time being vulnerable. Like I certainly have historically, and I think it's really common for men and women to have a hard time with that because it's not something that comes naturally to us, especially if we've been hurt before.
So 100%. And that's really one of the big things that the course does cover, right? Is because, you know, this my free course, Mastery of Connection, this is a $2,000 course that it's my flagship course, and I'm offering it to you for you as a gift, absolutely free, in exchange for basically for feedback and testimonials. And in it, you're going to get 15 video lessons that are going to help you truly dive down into the core of what your beliefs are around relationship, how you see yourself, and help you transform your relationships from the inside out. So we're going to help you identify and reverse all the beliefs and all the stories based upon the trauma you've experienced that are stopping you from creating the sort of vulnerable, loving relationships that you truly desire. Plus, you're going to get 50 plus hours of live coaching with me. I do like over a dozen workshops in the third week of this course. It's a 3-week course. I'm going to do over a dozen workshops and give you lots of live coaching where you can ask me questions and you can get all the support you need to help you break through all the barriers and the blocks you've had between the relationships that you truly want, not just with men, but with everybody in your life. It's so much fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. If anyone's ever taken that course, let us know your experience with it. I get comments every week, Matt, literally saying that it's absolutely changed their life. Katrina says it's an awesome course. It gets as deep as you allow it to be. It's so transformative. You guys are so sweet. You two make an awesome team. Hello to Jess and everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay. So Matt, this is such great information. What is that third way a woman can bring a man closer with her feminine energy?
So this third way, and this is an incredibly powerful process that you can apply in so many aspects of your connections and relationships with men, is to embrace the cycle of invitation and space. So this is sort of my variation on the concept of leaning back, right? Because I do think that, you know, space is incredibly important for a relationship to grow. A relationship only grows in space. Attraction and polarity can only grow within space, right? But if all you're giving is space, then the masculine is going to feel lost, right? So people, I think a lot of times women are taught to lean back and lean back and lean back and lean back, and they lean back so far that men have no idea, A, that they're interested, or that they want to be approached, or they want to be pursued, or that they're attracted to them. And so then the men aren't activated into polarity and nothing happens. So the cycle of invitation and space is basically, you know, make a conscious, energetic, emotional invitation to the masculine to take action, and then give the masculine space, lean back enough to give the masculine space to step into it. is mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So I call it, it's like throwing him the ball, you know? So say you want to go on a date, you know, and you want to go on a date with somebody and it's a guy you've been hanging out with, you know, and you know, the way to do this would be like to tell him, be like, you know, I'd love to go on an adventure if you're up for it. And then, so you're not telling him what the date is. You're not telling him what you want to do. You're not telling him when or how to do it. You're basically expressing a desire grounded in a positive feeling statement, you know, of something that you would like to happen. And then you give him the space to plan the date, to follow through on the date. And mm-hmm. then he feels empowered, right? Because in you giving him space to do the thing, you're demonstrating that you trust his capacity as a masculine figure in your life to take action. You know, a lot of times where women, I think, get tripped up is that they will get into this pattern of sort of just like telling men what to do and micromanaging them. Because they just feel like, because they feel like they have to be in their masculine energy in order for anything to get done. And right. when you get stuck in that cycle, you end up disempowering the man in your life because he doesn't feel like you trust him to do the thing. So if you give a man an invitation to take you on a date, an invitation to approach you at a bar, you know, by smiling at him and looking at him, you know, then give him the space to come towards you and initiate. That's another mm-hmm. way. This is universally applicable with men, whether you're right. whether it's a stranger or a guy you're dating or someone you've been married to for 50 years. It's a really powerful principle.
It really is. We talked a little bit more about that in our last video. I believe it was called The 5 Reasons a Man is Afraid to Pursue You, Fall in Love and Commit, and How to Turn It Around. So very, very important. Yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions about leading back. I think a lot of women have done so much in relationships in the past, and it's obviously gotten them nowhere, right? Because they've overinvested in a man who hasn't been doing the same back in return. And so they go, okay, I'm doing nothing. I'm just never giving back to a man ever again. I'm going to lean back and do nothing. And then a man doesn't know that they're interested, right? And I love what you said, give him the invitation to do that. And then you can lean back and see what he does from there. And if a guy doesn't step up, you're going to see right away his intentions and interest level. I think a lot of men are happy to just kind of go along with whatever you're planning, but he's not investing, right? And you think sometimes that every time you get together, it's just getting you one step closer to that committed relationship you want. But if a man's not putting in any effort at all, he's just kind of showing up and going along with what you're doing. He's not investing and you're not able to see what his true intentions are. So I think this is really, really important. I see a great question from Aura. She says, I'm working on getting my ex back. Can it work? The space and inviting him in this case. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it can if he wants, if he actively desires being in a relationship, mm-hmm. if maybe the reason that he's your ex is because there was a miscommunication, something happened and you guys broke up for, you know, a reason that was maybe a misunderstanding or something. It can mm-hmm. be a great way to come back into polarized alignment is to let him know, I'd love to grab a drink sometime, or I'd love to see your face one of these days, you know, and then leave it open. Leave it open, like send him a text and demonstrate that you have a desire to see him again. And maybe he's got because maybe he has a story, right? That for whatever reason, you're no longer interested in him or you've moved on or whatever. And instead just, you know, give him a sign that you're interested, give him an invitation and then let him initiate and basically move things forward from there. And if his polarity is activated by that invitation, he's then going to initiate and move things forward, right? Yeah, it's a very feminine way to sort of catalyze and get the ball rolling with a man. So it's like kind of like you don't have to like initiate and push things forward. You just have to open the door, throw him the ball, and see if he then steps through the door and starts playing ball with you, you know?
Yeah. I see one more question about this third way. She says, when do you stop leaning forward and realize it's not worth doing? Yeah, this is why leaning forward and putting in all the effort, it is emotionally exhausting, right? And so, yes. Yeah, this should not feel exhausting at all. If you're feeling off, if you're feeling like you're doing all the work, something's off, and you are likely investing in a man who's not moving things forward, not putting in any effort. So that's your clue that something's off here in this dynamic. What are your thoughts on this one, Matt?
Exactly. Well, that's why it's so important for you to be an objective witness to what happens when you give him space. So after you give him the invitation And then you step back and sort of watch what he does. If he enthusiastically moves into the space and you feel his energy come into the space and he starts going into empowered action, then awesome. That's going to be nourishing to you. And you're going to feel that ease and flow that comes with a polarized relationship, you know, a polarized connection between two people, right, who are activated by each other. But if you give him that space and he doesn't move forward into it, and then you make another invitation and he kind of maybe moves into it a little bit, but not really. And then you make a third invitation and then he like, okay. And he sort of moves into it a little, like that's the sort of dynamics that are going to be really draining for you. Mm-hmm. And that's a sign that he's a guy who's just not in full alignment with you. He doesn't recognize your value the way that he really, you know, should in order to be in relationship with you. And it's not your job to continue to initiate. You only want to initiate once, maybe twice. And if you keep giving him this space and he doesn't move into it in a very decisive, directive, confident, empowered way, he's not your guy. And it's in your best interest to just sort of like move on. Like, and mm-hmm. you can trust your, like, as Helena was saying, you can trust your body. You can trust sort of your intuitive, energetic sense with this.
Right. You know, like it's easy with the right guy. Yeah. It's very, very easy. It does not feel exhausting. It's the right relationship is life giving. It's not draining. The right guy, when you make an invitation, he's going to jump all over that if he's truly interested.
And you're going to feel energized by that dynamic. It's going to be like a wave. It's going to be like a mm-hmm. wave that you can then surf his energy. Because Matt, like how you're the emotional and communicative conductor, right? He's like the physical driver of the relationship. So his energy then becomes a wave that the two of you can surf moving forward in the connection. You'll feel him sort of like pushing things along.
Right. Love it. She says, this is enlightening. Thank you. You're very welcome. So glad to clarify that. So Matt, do you want to recap these 3 points here and anything else you want to say on this topic? I'm loving this information.
Absolutely. So really the overarching principle here is that all healthy relationship is grounded in and rooted in an activated, polarizing connection, polarity between the masculine and the feminine. A relationship is a container. It has a masculine and feminine side. And when you have that charge between the two sides, that's when a relationship flows organically and seamlessly. It's a lot of fun. The physical chemistry is incredible. Conversations are easy and everything just flows. That's what you're looking to create and activate with a man who is aligned with your energy and is attracted to it. So that's all you're trying to do is be authentic with him and see if he's aligning and activated to your energy, right? So mm-hmm. the first way to do that is to make a conscious effort to set him free by being a loving interruption to the heaviness of his life, be a loving interruption to his fixation on his work and his responsibilities and all the things that he's trying to do, by inviting him into presence, by inviting him into play, by inviting him into storytelling. And to, like, the masculine is deeply craving just the freedom that comes with having a present, co-creative experience with the feminine, you know, because mm-hmm. so much of our life is tied up in our actions and our doing. And, you know, we don't ever just stop and play and feel and just put it all down. So the more you can get him to dance with you, get him to watch something hilarious on TV and laugh with you, go on walks, go on adventures, like that's going to turn him on. Truly. It's because you're helping him lighten his load and feel truly free. So mm-hmm. that's numero uno. Numero dos is be the conductor of the symphony of love. Be the conductor of the emotional and communicative aspects of relationship by inviting him into emotional vulnerability, right? And you do that by asking him feeling questions. Oh my gosh, how did that make you feel? Wow, how are you doing right now? Like, what's going on? Like invite him to share with you how he's feeling, you know? And if you do that in a loving and curious way, without judgment, you know, by demonstrating that you're genuinely curious, not because you're doing it from a place of fear or insecurity or anything, he's going to start to feel emotionally safe with you, which is a core thing to creating attraction and polarity with men, like in a deep way, if you want to mm-hmm. cultivate really deep relationship, right? And the other way, just as important, if not more so, is to model the level of vulnerability that you are looking to receive from him. Remember, no man is going to meet you at a greater degree of intimacy or vulnerability than you're willing to give and share to him. So if you lead with vulnerability, with emotional, you know, openness, with your heart, it's going to let him know, sort of like subconsciously, that this is a safe place for him to give you back that energy. Don't expect a man to give you more than you're willing to give him. Okay, mm-hmm. That's just a fairness thing, right? And the third way to do this is to embrace the cycle of invitation and space. And this is a very classic sort of like way of activating the masculine by inviting him into taking action, throwing him the ball, you know, grounding an invitation in a positive feeling statement, and then giving him the space to do so. You know, and this is a very healthy way to set boundaries too. A way to do this would be, you know, like, it makes me feel so safe when you text me in the morning, and you know, I'd love it if we could do that more often, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of saying, you don't text me enough, I need you to text me more. Instead of saying that, right, you're basically inviting him to take an action that's in alignment with what you would love. Right? Grounded in a positive feeling statement. And then you back up and you give him mm-hmm. the space to do it. And you see right. what he does. You know what I'm saying? You're not yeah. going to harp on him and try to micromanage it. Hey, you didn't text me today. No, mm-hmm. give him space and right. see what he does. You know,
see what he does. Yeah.
And so that's like by giving men like loving invitations to take action and then backing off and giving them the space to do the thing, you're going to empower them to start moving towards you with their energy, you know? And then the last part of that I should address is, if you make an invitation for the masculine to take action and he does the action, acknowledge him for it. Mm-hmm. One of the core principles here within the interdependence of the masculine and the feminine is the masculine loves being acknowledged for their actions. Yeah. So if he does the thing that you want him to do, be like, oh my God, I loved it when you held the door for me last night. I felt like a princess when you did that. Mm-hmm. Like, give him some feedback, some positive feedback, because we don't get enough positive feedback in our lives often, because the more positive feedback right. you give him, the more confident he becomes in his actions, the more empowered and his masculine he is, and the more attracted he's going to be in putting his energy towards you.
Yeah, so true. Thank you. That was a great recap. And do you want to talk one more time about Mastery of Connection? Totally free. Number one course I recommend. If you're going to take one free course I recommend ever, definitely take this one. And it's starting very soon, right?
Absolutely. It's starting on February 6th. And again, this is a $2,000 course that I'm offering as a gift for all of Helena's community. Absolutely free. You can apply to be a part of it at the link down below. And basically, this is going to be a 3-week live course with me to help you transform your relationships from the inside out. We're going to go through your belief system, and we're going to help you reverse your beliefs and embrace empowering beliefs that put you on autopilot towards the vision of a relationship that you truly want. We're going to help you identify your attachment style and begin healing that and moving towards secure attachment style. And we're going to help you identify your personality type, which is a huge player in your patterns in relationship, right? So by the end of this course, you are going to understand why you've had the patterns in relationship you have had up until now, and you'll have shifted them in a way to help you get more fulfilling relationships from the inside out. Plus, you're going to get 15 video lessons to help you do this, plus 50 plus hours of live group coaching with me. I do office hours every week, and I do over a dozen workshops on the third week to help you understand men, how we think, how we feel, how to have better relationships, how to avoid sabotaging relationships. It's a crazy, incredible, powerful experience. And we've had so many women, you know, go through this course and find incredible relationships, heal decades of trauma, like whatever work you're looking to do around your connections and relationships with men and everyone in your life, you can do it in Mastery of Connection. It's going to be an amazing 3-week journey, and we would love to have you there. Absolutely free.
Totally free. No strings attached. It's not just free to apply. The entire 3-week course is free, and you can get your personal questions answered, personally coached by Matt. He is the king of over-delivering. You're going to see when you join the course. So what you need to do is just click the title of this video. If you're watching on YouTube, click where it says, you know, 3 ways to bring a man closer. That's going to open up the description. I'll also add it to the comment section. If you're commenting down below under this video, if you're listening on my podcast, just scroll down. You might have to click see more or read more, and that'll be the first link in there as well. So Matt, this was amazing. Thank you so much. And I hope we can do this again soon. I love offering this course to my community. Thanks for everyone who was listening live. This was amazing. Thank you so much.
So much fun, Elena. Thanks for having me on. Lots of love, ladies. Hope to see you soon.
Bye, everybody. If you're tired of struggling in your love life and you want a proven system to get into and maintain a relationship where you're consistently loved, valued, and cherished, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.